Welcome back to another exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malevsky, and the publisher of Cyber Defense Magazine. I have a very special guest sitting in the hot seat today. Kevin Kiley is the vice president of one of my favorite companies, OneTrust, because they cover the issue that is concerning most of us, especially since the Facebook breach, or when we look at privacyrights.org, all the records lost and stolen. It's an ongoing problem. It's about privacy. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks very much, Gary. Very excited to be here today.
So tell us, what are you doing? What's going on with GDPR? Can you help organizations that are, you know, facing the risk of these fines and all the other issues that come with the loss of privacy?
Absolutely, and that's quite what we do. So you look at the GDPR, which, of course, went into effect earlier this year, May 25th, and the GDPR imposes a number of new obligations on companies in regards to how they process personal information, what they do with it, how they safeguard it, how they share it, where it goes, all of these reporting obligations and commitments that they have to make to ensure that they're safeguarding, protecting their information, being good stewards of the data that they're collecting on you. It also gives individuals a number of rights, most importantly to transparency, that they can ask a company, what are you collecting on me? What are you doing with it? I have the right to ask you to amend it or fix it if I feel like you've got bad information on me. And ultimately, they can ask you to give them the information so they can go to a competitor with it. Mm-hmm. I can take all my purchase history and go to another e-retailer if I want. Or I can say I want to exercise my right to be forgotten and completely ask you to give up all the data you have on me. Now, there's always important exclusions, but these are big, big obligations that companies have to give that data and support these rights of the individual.
So OneTrust is looking at regulations like GDPR, maybe the California Privacy Act, and some of the others that have been around for a while. We've got PCI, we've got GLBA, we've got HIPAA, high-tech. There's so many regulations. It sounds like GDPR, because you get fined, has a little more teeth than the others?
Well, GDPR certainly has significant teeth, and you mentioned the Facebook breach, which you know, they're suggesting the fine that will be imposed could be well north of €1 billion on that alone. GDPR specifically says that regulators are empowered to go after up to 2 or 4% of your global turnover, global sales revenue. So these fines are significant, and they will hurt companies when they're found to really be out of compliance with the law. Now, I don't know that the regulators will go after the full amount. They have some leeway there, but depending on the nature of the infraction, it could be as high as 4%. And that's really just the beginning. There are other tools that they can use to try to push companies into compliance, one of which is the ability to suspend you from doing any data processing. If the regulators deem that you are so far out of compliance and there's true negligence, they can actually tell you no more collecting that information or utilizing it until you fix your process. So think about this again in the terms of an e-retailer. I might not be able to sell anything through my website or market anything. If I was an airline or here by the airport, I might not be able to operate my frequent flyer program or sell tickets online or through a call center. These are things that could really, really shut down a company potentially if they're found to be, you know, egregiously in violation of the law. And that's only the beginning. There are other things that we as individuals or consumers can do. I mentioned the individual rights that are enshrined in the law. As you can go to a company and ask for all of this data, if you make a request of a company, they have 30 days to process that. So it's a very short timeline when you think about the way that this information is pooled in many, many places across an organization, trying to collect all that purchase history, the customer support calls that might have been recorded, the accounting statements, etc. Getting all that together and servicing it back to the individual. It's one thing if it's one or two requests. But in the case of a breach or some other story that hits the news, you could see companies being hit with hundreds, if not thousands, tens of thousands of these requests, to the point that it becomes almost a DDoS attack on the organization to try to respond and keep up with all those things.
So if I'm an organization that has 100 records, 10,000 records, 1 million records, it really doesn't matter my size. It's about maintaining privacy and protecting the data. Does OneTrust work with small businesses, large enterprises? And how are you deployed to help them to protect the privacy of their clients?
We do. So, you know, the first thing to note is that, that across all the regulations you've mentioned, the GDPR here in Europe, the CCPA, which is the California Consumer Privacy Act, which went into law earlier, various other state laws around the world and in other countries, all have slightly different obligations that companies have to address. We provide a set of tools that help them scale up to those problems, help with the reporting and accountability that almost all of them are going to require, that you must have some way of showing that you've been compliant with the law and what you're processing and collecting and how you're managing that data.
Is this a SaaS solution where I can quickly just turn you on and use you the way I do with Salesforce?
That's exactly right. All cloud-hosted data centers around the world, so we can support data localization laws to make sure that you're not moving data offshore in the process of doing this. Very easy to get up and running. We have clients literally who get started within a matter of hours and are beginning to build out their privacy management programs around this technology.
So on that note, do you have any white papers or information to share with our viewers that they could download and learn more about how that regulation might affect them and how OneTrust can help them?
We do. Multiple levels of resources here that we provide to your viewers. First of all, a wealth of white papers and other guidance documents that we've put out, all available through our site for free. We also do a regular series of webinars educating on specific aspects of the law and where things are going. We recently did one on the California Consumer Privacy Act, and we've done several now on that piece. Beyond that, we do a series of seminars around the world, anywhere between 40 and 50 half-day seminars, literally from Europe to Asia to America and all the major cities, where your viewers would be invited to come and attend and really learn about where the law is going, how organizations are implementing it and working to be compliant, and also do just some great networking, because it generally is 100 to 200 local attendees who have the same level of concern and are facing similar responsibilities in their organization.
This sounds great. So I would recommend to our viewers to visit OneTrust.com, learn more about what they're doing to help you reclaim the privacy and compliance on the data that you're protecting. Thank you again, and tune in next time for an exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV.